Jason Mansmith is joining us from Thrasher Opera House. And, of course, great day here on the wave in the afternoon. What is it?
1 to 5.
1 to 5 now.
You bet.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right. So
glad to be along with you, Bob.
Yeah.
Thanks for having me.
Now, I asked you when you came in and nailed it right away was, how is the fundraising going for the new entrance?
And yeah, doing good.
Apparently good, huh?
Yeah. Yeah, we're getting to the end of it, I think, here probably within the next 5 to 6 months, I'm hoping, I would think. But it's going to be, I think we're going to start breaking ground probably April on that project.
Wow.
So bids, I think, are coming through here in the next couple of weeks. So things are moving forward, but always still time to support if you want. And you can visit our website and check that out, ThrasherOperaHouse.com. But we are looking forward to it. Last night was our first music performance of the 2026 season. Mm-hmm. And we are in a run of quite a few weeks here of some great shows. And we're just happy to be back in it again. You know, we took a little bit of a break, a couple of weeks off for, you know, the holidays and all those things there. But had Missoula Children's Theater last weekend and then back into a concert last night from a Gadon, which was a great show. They did outreach with Green Lake students yesterday afternoon as well. So, and then they put on a great show last night, and now we got another one tonight. I mean, right back into it, sold out blues show with Albert Cummings. So it's going to be a good one.
Now, that's a performer that's been here before?
Albert, yeah, he's been here, I think, 3 or 4 times now. And a great guitar player, great blues singer, great songwriter. And so he's coming on in, and, you know, obviously great because it's sold out,
yeah.
Right? But we got a busy slate coming up here in the next couple of weeks.
Well, the Thrasher is a little bit different than the NFL season, and you kind of have 2 seasons each mm-hmm. year, right?
We do. You typically kind of launch our winter-spring season in November, mm-hmm. and then we have our summer-fall coming up in May is when that will release.
Yeah.
But we're booking shows for 2027 already. So, there's offers in and things to, you know, figure out, and, you know, we're starting to plan our the remainder of the rest of 2026, mm-hmm. a few more dates to drop in there. But it will be a different experience once construction starts, and we don't exactly know what that's going to be because we don't know how the you know, the layout's going to be and those things. But, you know, the shows will continue to go on in the Opera House, which is great.
Yeah.
We're still going to be able to have that in there. But, you know, people might just have to adjust a little bit.
I remember working for a station, and one of the things that we did was the big supermarket in the area was undergoing construction. So we'd have a construction update every morning, you know. Little sound effects in the background and
Sure. Yeah, we'll definitely, you know, I think we'll we'll probably time lapse that, you know, construction, you know, put a cam up and those kind of things just to do the right thing, you know, just to have that archive and the video and those things. But
right.
Hey, I was gonna ask you, what do you know about Zydeco music?
Absolutely nothing.
Nothing. So if I say Nathan and the Zydeco Cha-Chas.
I mean, it sounds cool.
Yeah.
But that's, you know.
Grammy nominated?
Okay. No.
No?
No.
Well, Nathan and the Zydeco Cha-Chas will be in Green Lake coming up a week from today. And it's going to be a great show. It's, you know, Zydeco music, you know, the Creole sounds of it coming over as well with the African influence too. It's just fun.
Wow.
Right? And Nathan's been doing this for a long time, and it's a family band too.
Yeah.
Right? So his son's out with him. His wife toured with him for 50 years. Right?
Oh.
So now he's just out with you know, the rest of some of his family, but they're going to be in Green Lake coming up next week. And you know, as we get closer to Mardi Gras, and those things going on.
Fat Tuesday.
Fat Tuesday coming up. It's going to be a good time for sure.
Sounds sort of like musical fusion to me.
Yeah, so. It'd be a good time. So, you know, you'll probably see a washboard, an accordion, you know, a few other things on that too. So, and then coming up on Valentine's Day, Willie Porter and Humans in a Room.
Cool.
So Willie, obviously a Wisconsin-based singer-songwriter, but he's had tremendous success. This concept, it's a quartet. They use one microphone, mm-hmm. and that's the show. So
wow!
So looking forward to seeing how that's going to lay out. So, and then if you like more blues, Danielle Nicole Band, she is back on February the 20th. And if you missed her last time, you missed an incredible show. So get here again to see this.
I know you got St. Patrick's Day coming up.
Yeah.
You usually have something.
Yeah, Alton at the beginning of March will be joining us. So Scary Voice coming in from Scotland at the end of February.
There you go.
I will tell you this. Last time Danielle Nicole was there, they did a cover of Purple Rain from Prince.
Oh, wow.
And I just said, take my money.
Wow.
All of it, right? And it was really, really great. So we got a wide diversity of music and talent coming on in. And if you want more information, you know, find it, thrasheropperahouse.com. But come see a show. It's cold. The heat works by us. We got some beverages there. So, I mean, it's a good night.
So I have to ask, how did the film series go at the end of December?
Oh, really good, man. Yeah. We had a lot of good people in, and they all sounded and looked great in the Opera House. Like, I was there for the Guardians of the Galaxy night, right? That was my – and if you haven't
love
heard –
that film.
That soundtrack on that film is amazing.
Oh, sure.
Right? It's so good.
Yeah.
And it sounded so great in our space. So we want to thank the folks at the Counter Club for their support on bringing that on in. So people really enjoyed it. So we're looking forward to doing a few other things, maybe coming up during the summer with a couple of days, too.
Wow.
Yeah.
That'd be great. So, all right. So basics are that if you want tickets, you can go to your website, right?
Website, or give us a call. Yeah. Anybody on staff will be around, and you know, we'll be happy to get that order processed for you if you're not quite sure about using the internet on those things or you know, have some uncertainty about it. You know, feel free to give us a call at any time. We'll be happy to accommodate you.
But you can't really pigeonhole Thrasher because of all the different offerings. I mean, you know, you have a Packers film here, or you have Second City coming in, or comedy in general, you know.
Blues, you know, all kinds of different music in there, and that's what we love about it.
Yeah.
Right? So, you know, we are an opera house, and yes, we do opera, but not very often. But we do have that capability, too. But that's what makes it so nice. And, you know, small venue, great acoustics. Sure. We had some friends in last night that were at the show and just like, man, the acoustics in here are amazing. I'm like, yeah. You know, this is a brilliant space for it. So,
wow. What kind of feedback do you get from the artists?
Well, they love us.
Yeah?
Yeah, because say you're an artist that's touring, right? And you're doing shows in Chicago and then maybe headed to Minneapolis or however the routing works out. And then you come to us and we say, oh, yeah, we're going to put you at the Heidel House for the night to stay.
Yeah.
And then, you know, we'll do all those things that we do for hospitality for our artists, and they love it. Yeah. So we treat them very – we have a good reputation throughout the industry. With us being such a small location, a rural location, but we have a very nice reputation throughout the artist industry. That's us, hey, you got to make a stop in Green Lake, a Thrasher.
And what was it you sent me a press release on one, and I believe that the artist was coming here for the 20th?
Yeah, Willie Porter.
Was it Willie?
Yeah, it's going to be his 20th appearance coming up on Valentine's
Day.
That's
amazing.
Yeah.
Though.
And then he's a guy that went out touring with Tori Amos and has opened up for, you know, Sting and those kind of people and worked with them and got a really great pedigree. And the fact that he wants to come back to us every year, we'll say hello. You bet.
Right. And, you know, for those that are attending, it's almost that you can reach out and touch.
Yeah, that's the great thing about the venue. With only 11 rows, right, and 200 seats total. It's quite the experience for sure. You feel it. That's what we thrive on.
But in the meantime, you're going to have that construction, so it's kind of going to be blissless mess for a while.
Yeah, we'll see what comes out of it. We're not quite sure what to expect, but we'll have shows and people will be there. So that's all that matters.
Well, you should save, you know, some of that demolition material and have the artist sign it as they're coming
in or something,
you know.
Something different like that.
Yeah.
That's a good idea.
Yeah.
All right.
Auction it off at the end. So
very much so.
Maybe it'll get you over your home.
Well, you know what, Bob? Thank you for that idea. We'll make sure that we start grabbing some things.
Well, you never know.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, Wayne Mauser and I were talking about when County Stadium was demolished and how people would buy the seats.
I have the $500 fine sign from County Stadium.
Oh, do you?
Where if you would jump on the field, you get a $500 fine. I bought that sign from that sale. So it's hanging up in my studio at home.
Oh, boy, that's a conversation starter, isn't it? So no doubt. I mean, you look for opportunities like that. How many people bought turf from Lambeau Field?
I have that, too. So, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Consider me that person, I guess.
For a while back in the back room there, I think we had some of that sitting on a shelf. Yeah. So I don't know where it is now.
Yeah. No, mine's all dried up and dusty in a box, but it's still there.
Right, right. Okay. Well, Jason, people can catch you from 1 to 5 this afternoon.
I will be here taking care of that for you.
And who's performing again tonight?
Is Albert Cummings. If you'd like a ticket, you are out of luck.
It's sold out.
We are sold out tonight. So,
all right. So what's the next one?
Nathan and the Zydeco Cha-Cha's coming up next week, Friday. Okay. Excited to have that one in. Going to have a good time.
All right. Very good. Well, thank you for filling us in today. Certainly appreciate that.
Yeah. Thank you, Bob. Appreciate it.
And that is Jason Mansmith of the Thrasher Opera House in Green Lake. And, of course, great day here on the Wave from 1 to 5 each afternoon.